What's up, Woke and Broke Podcast? My name is Titania, and I am a new listener. In fact, my first episode was The Essence of Blackness, and I just wanted to pause for a second and thank you guys for being so open and honest and transparent on this episode. It really fed my soul. I am planning to go back to grad school really soon to obtain a master's degree of teaching at a predominantly white institution. And both of my other degrees are from an HBCU, North Carolina A&T State University, Aggie Pride. And so in Trump's America, I had some anxiety going into this new space as the minority because I've not had to do that for years. And what your podcast did for me was reminded me to own every ounce of my beautiful blackness, my hair, the way I choose to dress, and the music that I listen to are all ways I express the essence of my blackness. And I'm going to honor it while unapologetically being me.
Welcome back to another episode of Woke and Broke Podcast. How y'all doing?
Hello.
So this week we have a interesting episode. Michael is out of town. He is actually on vacation in Las Vegas for the holiday. So we actually have a special guest for today. We have our friend Ashley Vester on the show. Hey, Ashley. Yeah.
Hello. Thank y'all for having me.
Yes, thanks for coming. Like, we talk about Ashley all the time.
This is my all the time. Like, this is the ride or die friend that I talk about. This is my black excellence friend.
Yes.
Friend who holds pumps in bathrooms of concerts.
We got to do it.
Who supports me while I squirt into cups. Like, it's just whole, like, this is my ride or die right here.
The milk. Yes. Hello, everyone. I'm popping my podcast cherry today.
Yes.
So I hope you have fun. I hope y'all enjoy it.
Not to be inappropriate or anything.
Hey, you can be inappropriate. That's what we here for.
Be like this sometimes.
Yes.
Oh my god.
So how's everybody doing? How's everybody's week?
I mean, it's Tuesday, so I mean.
Yeah.
It, we ain't really made it that far into the week.
Inching it along, huh?
Yeah.
That's it's weird. Almost Friday, I guess, but I'll say that.
Yeah. So how you feeling? You feeling good?
I'm feeling great. I'm drinking this little glass of wine right now, so I'm good.
Yay. I got me a Dailies in the freezer waiting. Ooh. On me.
I haven't had a Dailies in a minute.
I don't know if I've ever had a Dailies, honestly.
Really?
Ashley, you are missing out, girl.
I just don't remember if I did or not. I might have.
I feel like we should have totally had these in college.
Yeah.
And then just had our taking shots and shit and having this as a mixed drink. Like, it would have been set that shit
We'd have been fucked. Well, we was already fucked, but we'd have been really
fucked.
Danny,
we were too busy drinking 40s and shit.
40s?
Okay?
Hell yeah.
Like, why?
And Blackheart.
And fucking Blackheart. That hot ass Blackheart.
I feel cringe.
I can't even
smell it right now.
If I smelled it right now, I'd probably get sick.
Oh my God.
Yes. I know I would.
What else did we drink a lot?
Beer.
Do you remember where I got fucked up off of that? What was that?
Friend, you were fucked up quite a bit.
Whipped cream with that orange soda.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought I'd give me a little creamsicle.
Yes. I've never liked
too many creamsicles.
Oh my God.
I can't fool with orange soda like that.
That's
crazy.
And then we used to drink that fucking sangria, that big ass goddamn thing.
Carlos Rossi, y'all.
I can't do that one no more.
Like, I can't
buy jugs.
Big ass jugs.
Like, the big jugs.
And drink like two of them, like, in a day.
Like,
and big ass Joe's cups.
Oh my God. Like, why? I literally would never forget.
Joe.
I'll never forget the last time I drank Paolo's Rossi. The last time I drank it was we were all over Jackie's house last summer. Mm-hmm. That one summer we had that bomb.
That was the best summer ever.
And we were in the middle of watching the movie, but y'all fools want to go outside and smoke.
Yes.
And I was like, I'm not going out there. So I stayed in the house by myself, laying on the couch, drinking that damn sangria. And I drank like damn near half that bottle by myself. And
that's why Jackie would be so mad, because mm-hmm. you would use up all his toilet paper going to the bathroom.
Remember when he drug her out of his house?
Drink a bottle of wine.
I was like, oh my gosh, I'm never drinking this shit again. Never again.
We made them Rice Krispies treats and shit. No, I haven't. I know I haven't had it. I looked at it the other day, though. I was like, oh, fuck. It was, like, nostalgic. I was like, damn, college.
Who had the worst punches? Ugh, Nike.
Yes.
Shout out to the Shady House. Shout out to
Shady 580.
Nike and
oh my gosh.
Ron and J Nike.
Oh my gosh.
Them fucking punches, bro.
Like,
was nasty.
No.
Nike.
But remember how we would all be taking shots and her ass would be not taking a motherfucking shot. Faking shots.
She'd be taking shots of wine. Called her out on that. I was like, Nike. I saw you put that up. I didn't. No, I didn't. Girl, I was looking at you. Looking at you.
Oh, my God.
While we all fucked the fuck up. Like, no.
Your nasty ass punch. Because you know me. Now we got to waste it. Because who's going to drink this shit?
How are we alive today?
I don't know.
It ain't nobody but God.
Yes.
Because, like, back then, I could drink. Mm-hmm. Like,
yes.
And y'all, we was doing it every weekend.
And Richard's dad was like, ooh, looks like somebody had too much. Why did you call the one? I was like, Mr. Howard, I could have drunk you under the table in my college days.
I was out
drinking a whole bunch of big like niggas, like
them power hours and shit,
and days and for days. Like we would start on Wednesday. Yes. That's when the free beer and Stonewall.
Yes.
It was Wednesday, Thursday. It was Tuesdays too. I think Tuesday, what Wednesday, was Tuesday? Thursday.
Yeah, so at OSU, like, women would drink for free, like, multiple days. Like, so, because it's a college town, like, mm-hmm. everybody would go to the strip. Like, it was a long street just of bars or restaurants that served liquor. And so, like, every night, it would be, like, a different bar would host, like, a ladies' night drink. So, sometimes it would be tickets.
Tuesday's college bar. Yep.
Oh, yeah. With their specials. They had the best specials.
Them
screwdrivers were the best. Man, $3.
Would be like strong. It'd be $2.
It would
you
be
get
strong
two.
As fuck, yeah.
You oh, yeah, because you would pay $4 for a double. I always paid the $4.
And it was like a lot of liquor. So I would be like, we would be good. We'd be like, hey, let's go to college bar.
It wasn't nothing but God that we made it.
For real.
Listen.
For real.
There was like,
thank you, Lord.
There was a point in time when I used to like drive around with remember I'd have like that pack of beer on just in my truck.
Yes. Yes.
Like, who the fuck?
Coors Original. Like, Coors Original.
Who are Yellow Bellies? Who are you, girl? Like, why are you?
We used to have beers for breakfast.
You remember that?
Ashley was hungry.
We didn't have no food.
Let's just drink these beers. No, let's just drink this beer.
We got these beers.
And I had this grapefruit juice in the
fridge.
And then I added it to my beer. It was so bomb.
Good morning.
Rise and shine. The Joe's cup.
Oh,
Joe's cups was everything. Like, literally everything.
You know what? I was telling Richard's dad, because he was telling me about something, and we were talking about strip clubs. Mm-hmm. Ratchet.
Random.
You remember when we would go to the strip club in Stillwater and how ratchet would be?
Yes.
And I don't know. I think, Josh, we were all together and Denzel picked up that one and put it back on the stripper.
Oh,
do you remember that?
Oh, Lord.
It was, he was cycling the money. He was
the Dragon Slayer.
Yes, Dragon Slayer.
Oh, the mess.
My gosh.
All them people with them oddy bodies and shit. ladies and strippers. Hey,
one time I went there, there was a pregnant one. She
girl.
Hey, pregnant bitches need love too. Yeah, we need that coin.
She trying to get them coins for the.
How much do you think they really made a night?
Not fucking Stillwater, like
$20 max. That would just be a waste of my time.
Key, like,
is it really even worth being a stripper if you're not making the big buck?
No, I feel like not. No.
Nah, if you're not in no big city and shit or big places where they going,
I'm trying to make Cardi B money.
Yeah, you hear me? You need to be with where the ballers is at, and Stillwater was not it. No.
Stillwater, Oklahoma.
This is where the drunks and the locals. Yes. Where was the local?
The regular.
What was the name of those apartments?
I know which ones you're talking about. The one that was right by the Dragon's Lair. You talking about the ones by Dragon's Lair?
Yeah.
What the fuck was that called?
40 North.
40 North.
Hey, that's where. Hey, one of my cousins used to live over there, and she had to move.
My cousin did too. He was like, she had to move. 40 North.
Hey, like, stay with me. Oh,
shit.
I'm like, it's
freaking Stillwater.
No, but like,
no,
for me growing up in Perry, like, I knew a whole bunch of them local niggas because. Church stuff, like, it's not like it was that far,
right?
So,
right,
them niggas weren't, they were still wanting niggas, they still weren't about shit, but they were still crazy as hell.
Crazy as
still
hell. Well, they would be the reason why the clubs would get shut, the bars would get shut down.
Oh, for sure.
Locals in there fighting.
Yes,
hell yeah,
yes.
Always, it was always the locals fighting with somebody, and it'd be them and the bitches from the niggas from Langston.
Mm-hmm.
How y'all gonna come here and fuck up our
right.
shit?
Can't have nothing.
Right.
Y'all stay up there, shit. We trying to drink.
You remember when they fucked up the whole DJ booth?
Oh my god, they took that. They fucked up the whole shit for us. Like they changed
after
the
that,
shit.
It had not been the same.
No, it was not.
Eskimo. Joe's, you talking about, right?
No, she talking about it. What bar was
Willie's?
That? Yes, Willie's.
Oh, Willie's.
Yes. Because, you know, in the back, they used to play all the black music and shit, and they fucked that DJ booth up, and we could not, they did not play black music no more. They was like, fuck that.
Because it was like a whole, like a time zone, yes. Like a, because you walk in, it's
country as fuck, hell yeah.
And you got to the other
door. Go through that back, yep.
And all the lights are on.
But you know, Willie's, that's where all the local people used to be. That's literally where they always used to be.
Because they had them cheap shots and shit.
That's where I got it was like a brawl. Outside.
Yes. Because
that alpha hit me. Yes. That alpha hit me.
Slapped your ass. I forgot about that shit. Oh my god.
And I was trying to make sure he was okay. I'm like, are you okay? He literally turned around.
I bet you ain't gonna do that shit. I bet you didn't do that shit no
more.
Ooh, Brittany and you about whooped his ass.
And Anna was there too.
And I was like,
but
he's just like a bitch.
Oh,
like,
my God. Oh,
like, oh my God.
It was like a white girl trying to fight him, this big white girl.
Mm-mm. The mess that we went through, y'all.
Oh, man.
Fun times.
It was fun times. It was
fun times. Fun times.
Just because of
the experiences. I know. The experiences. We had some fun times.
We did. We really did.
Do y'all remember my birthday party? One more memory, and then we can move on.
Your 21st?
We got to be that surprise.
Yeah.
I think it was my 22nd.
Oh, it was your 22nd.
Oh, yeah.
Ashley had took me to the Buffalo Wild Wings, y'all.
Yeah.
We was just having shots. And she was like, oh, I left the necklace at Brittany's house. I got to go and get it or something. Isn't that what you said?
Girl, I don't know. I'm a horrible liar.
And in my mind, I was thinking, bitch, you don't even hang with her like that. Why is there a necklace at your house?
Look, clearly I'm a horrible liar.
But I didn't even think it. To me, it didn't sound right, but I still didn't think nothing of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we're going up into the apartment, I see Chris ducking down in his car. I'm thinking, what is Chris doing?
Chris doing? Oh, my God. I forgot.
I'm like, hey, Chris. I'm like waving at him.
And he was still trying to hide. He was still trying to duck down.
And then waves at me. He's like...
Still trying to hide.
She was like, friend, knock. I was like, I ain't knocking. I just opened the door. Hey, I'm home. My house. My whole bitch was apartment. I said, why is it dark in here? Why y'all hiding? He was dead serious. Was not even registering that they would have thrown me. Like, why y'all hiding? I see somebody under the table.
Oh, why my God.
Oh, my God. It was so random.
The memories.
Memories. Had a chest full of 40s, too.
Ain't that it?
And a punch.
Man.
I
don't see it
now. I miss college.
I know.
We just know that. Not do the schoolwork, but right, just
back for the turn up. We need to get everybody together and just have like a slight turn up with everybody. That's what we need to do
one good homecoming, like
where everybody is there. Everybody having babies and getting married.
Right. Bang. I know, being grown as fuck.
Right. It's like,
maybe can we do it this year?
Yes.
I'm about to be baby free.
Yes.
Y'all
let's
already
do it.
Gonna say I'm about to turn up.
Let's do it. We got to make sure everybody is here too.
We
going this year?
Yes, yes. Let's do it because we can go to ours. We can go to ours and we can go to Langston's.
Yeah,
okay.
Like we used to. And shit.
Yes.
Whew. But okay, since we went out on this big ass, long ass tangent,
college, right?
My bad.
So, friend, how's your week? How was your week?
It was good. It was just, you know, Richard's dad came to visit. Y'all, I love this man. Like, he is a whole blast. Like, he's just so great. Like, I'm ready to adopt him as my second daddy and just forget it. Like, we ain't even got to be together. I don't have a daddy and now.
Damn.
I'm just going to kidnap your daddy as my own.
Well, that's good.
And, you know, my emotional ass got sad thinking that, you know, because I actually called him dad like twice, which is weird. Mm-hmm. And he's very like, he reminds me of my dad, which is so weird. Yeah. Like, if y'all haven't known, I haven't met my boyfriend's daddy. He was the last one. Everybody else I've met multiple times, I just haven't met the daddy. So he came this weekend to visit. And so
he got to see the baby.
Yeah.
Yes. And y'all just loved him. Like, it was just so funny. He's like super country and he cusses a lot.
Yes.
Which I
love.
You know, I got the worst now. You know. And so it was just a great time. It really, really was. And so he was just simple, like, you know, and just mad funny. Like, we just laughed for like a cool minute. So I had a good time.
Good. I'm so excited for you.
I know.
And friend, you just got back.
Yes.
Oh yeah, your trip.
Yes, went to San Diego and had a blast. I want to move there. I'm going to. It's gonna happen.
You're
I'm
not rich out in the universe. For a minute.
In San Diego?
Yes.
Really?
For like 3 years.
Oh, I need to talk to him. Shit.
Yeah.
I went last summer and it was really pretty. Like,
I love it. It's really so beautiful.
What was the best part that was best thing that you did while you were there?
Oh shit. Now that's hard. Cause we did a lot. We went snorkeling. We went kayaking. We went on a bar crawl. I think the bar crawl was probably the funnest thing that we actually did. Cause we,
that's when you ride the thing, right?
No. A bar crawl.
No.
Girl. A bar crawl is when you go to like from bar to bar.
Oh, I did that in
and
DC.
You get free drinks.
It's like
and
a
stuff.
Scavenger and you just, well, not even a scavenger, but it's like a list that you hit.
Yeah.
And they have
specials
or something.
Yeah. And you go to each bar and you get the specials or whatever. So we was going there and like we was getting all of the free drinks. But then on top of that, my ass, because you know how I am, I was getting additional drinks.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Rum and Cokes and shit down, getting all my good drinks and stuff. Yes. Have y'all ever had crown apple and cran grape with a little bit of lime mixed together?
No, but that sounds
bomb
divine.
Ass fuck. bomb as fuck. I'm telling you, it changed your life. So I was drinking them all fucking night. So I was fucked up. Like, fucked up. And I had a blast. I had a blast. And then we left, you know, and went home and, you know, had more festivities at the house. And because, you know, that's what we do. So California treated us very, very well. We had a blast. And I, like I said, I need to move there because everybody's energy was so calm and relaxing. Everybody was so inviting and helpful. You know, if you was late, they was chill. If you was lost, they would help you. You know, the drivers were all cool. They would get out your way if you're trying to get on the highway and stuff. Like, nobody was rude. Ooh, as
maybe
fuck.
If I ever get married, I want to go there for my best friend.
Yes, it's a good fucking time. It's a good time.
See, when we went, we stayed. We act since like nobody had. We didn't want to rent cars and shit. We actually stayed in downtown, so we were like. We sit at the Omni, which is literally it was connected to the baseball or place or whatever. So
the stadium,
what
is it?
Baseball stadium. I
what's
can't
the
even
team?
The Padres. Okay. And we were there during a weekend where they literally were having games like the whole weekend. So we like went to a game one day, went to the beach one day. I made them ride the trolley to the game. Yes. They was mad. But I was like, I want to ride the trolley.
Yes. We did the fucking the go-kart tour.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And that shit was fun as fuck. Like, you just drive around on the street with everybody, and everybody just get out the way and shit, and then a little bitch that's on the GPS just tell you where to go and tell you all about the sights and stuff. Aww. It was fun.
We thought about going to the zoo, but I'm not a big zoo person, but they have, like, the biggest zoo in the U.S., so.
I didn't know that.
They have like the biggest zoo in the U.S. In San Diego, and we were gonna go, but we just didn't end up going because it would have been like an all-day thing.
We gotta go and take a trip. That's where we should go to San Diego. I will always be willing to go back, so we should go, and we should go to the zoo and do all the shit that we want to do. We should go for like a week or something.
I definitely want, next time I go, I want to go longer than just the weekend because there was just so much that we didn't do.
Yeah.
Because, like, you only got so many hours during the day and half of that you got to eat. It was just a lot. So.
Right. Yeah.
But it was fun.
So add that to our list.
Yeah, putting that on the list. Go ahead and go. But yeah, it was fun as fuck. It was. And, like, so then I came back and it felt like I wasn't even at work. Like, honestly. I just breezed on through everything that needed to happen. And then now, like, tomorrow's my birthday, so you know, let the turn up commence. You know, I'm off until next Monday, so I will be turning up the entire time and not give a fuck about nothing else, you know. So, you know.
Yes.
I'm excited. But yeah, so now let us move right on over to the shout out segment, Black, Brilliant, and Beautiful. This week I want to shout out all the cancers because it's cancer season. So shout out to all the cancers that's out here living y'all's best lives, looking black and beautiful and glowing and everything. I see y'all shining and letting y'all's positive energy just overflow. Yes. So continue to just let your light shine and be your best beautiful self.
Yeah,
so shout out all of the cancers out. Yes, and just love.
I
want
to shout out. Yes, love on everybody. I want to shout out Corey Goff, y'all. Have y'all heard of her? She's a 15-year-old tennis player. She actually just turned 15. Like, I totally looked her up, and she just beat Venus Williams.
Wow.
And the Wimbledon.
Wow. I just saw that on a website or whatever, and she like thanked Venus because she looked up to her or something like that.
And it was actually a good match. Like, that girl held her own. I mean, Venus was, I think there was some mess ups and stuff, but she made that little girl work for that.
Right.
And the girl, it was just amazing. It wasn't even, I feel like, you know, sometimes media can be like, she destroyed Venus.
It's
her time to go. But it's, I think it was the perfect time for, it's like a passing of the torch type of thing. You know, like, Corey couldn't be who she is now without Venus and Serena. You know what I mean? And so it's like, you you make room for the next generation and you pay homage to the ones that came before you. So really, yeah. It was just like, I didn't even feel sad for Venus or like feel some type of way about Coco. Like, I just loved seeing it. Yes. You know, it was just a beautiful, beautiful moment. So it was like, shout out to them on that Black Girl Magic. Yes. And just Black excellence in general. Yes. And her Black ass parents. Like, I just love it. It was so, I'm just so into just the youth and the parents supporting them. And, you know, and she was so humble too. Like, she just couldn't believe. Cause I think we had it on mute, low key, or the volume was so low I couldn't even hear. Hell, I don't know. But her facial expression looked like she lost, but she won. She was just so emotional, you know. And it was just like she just couldn't believe.
So happy and so
That she couldn't believe it.
Nostalgic thing, being around a great tennis player. Like, right. She's known.
Absolutely, yeah. And so it was just like, I think it was just the first time in history that I've seen the passing of the torch like that, you know, like where, you know, she has a name for herself and she's made room for girls, you know, like her to come into this, you know, sport and dominate. And I look forward to, you know, following this young woman and hopefully she just continues to make it far.
Yes.
So
shout out.
Yeah. So shout out to Corey Goff. They call her Coco.
Coco. Shout out Coco. We'll see you, girl.
Chocolate thing. This is cute as she can be. And I'm just so here for it.
Yes. Aww. Yes. 15. Aww. 15.
15. And just turned 15. March 13th was her birthday.
That's a big deal.
Yes,
a big deal. Because you know they kept bringing up that Venus is 39 or something. 39-year-old.
Of course.
Like, but don't get it twisted. Venus is still a bad bitch. And she made Coco work for that win.
Right.
And Coco deserved that win. You know, she put in that work for that.
Yeah.
So it was just beautiful. Even the interaction between them, like, you know. It was just nice. So.
Nice. Yeah. I'm going to check that out and put that on the page or whatever so everybody can see it.
Yes.
Yeah. A shout out. And now we're going to move right on over to our main topic segment, The Vent. And this week we're going to have a really down-to-earth conversation about the 4th of July. Okay, yes. So last week,
Independence Day.
Right, yes, exactly. Last week, of course, we talked about Juneteenth, which is our real Independence Day. However, we are going to talk about the 4th of July because people still like to get it in on the 4th. Can't deny that, you know, so you do
it's
still have your cookouts.
It's just our day off and barbecue diet.
Exactly.
Yeah. Popping fireworks and shit.
Popping fireworks.
Where the Crips and the Bloods can get together, red, white, and blue. And we pop fireworks.
Shut the fuck
up. And have mad ribs.
Mad ribs. Don't hear my dolly.
National BBQ Day.
Facts. That's actually what it is. Because you're really trying to do is just get a plate, you know, go from house to house.
Honestly, people just trying to be off work. That's what that is.
Really?
Really? Because you know, you can, these days, you hear the fireworks at your house.
A high key. Yes. High key.
Look out the window just right. But I really want to go somewhere. So,
yeah.
Y'all have any plans?
Yeah, so like tomorrow, of course, like is the 3rd, but like in our neighborhood, they're doing this fireworks show. So they have like all these food trucks and shit at this park, kind of like what they do in Stillwater at Boomer Lake. So they have this huge fireworks show, and apparently it's supposed to be really, really good. We were supposed to go last year, but I don't know what happened. We didn't end up going. But we're going this year and going to just go and see what food trucks they have there. Probably take some beer or some wine or something and a little picnic napkin. Blanket.
How cute.
Picnic blanket and just, you know, chill and have a good time and put on some off so the mosquitoes don't eat our ass. You know? And then just enjoy the show.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, we're going to do that. And then on the 4th, we're going to go to Chicago to Navy Pier with our friends and hang out and watch that fireworks show, which is supposed to be really, really beautiful too. So, you know, turn up a little bit.
And then I'm gonna find somebody who barbecuing and getting some barbecue, because I ain't got no grill, and so I'm not able to barbecue on my own.
Barbecue so bad.
Yes, I gotta go to somebody's house.
I just want a good hot link, y'all. I just want
oh my god.
That's it. That's all I want.
You know who Loki has the best hot link?
Who?
That damn, you know them little country boys that sell them the meat.
The country boys.
You know what I'm talking about? Blue ribbon, red.
Oh, wait.
Blue something.
Blue and gold?
Blue and gold.
Oh they my God. Hot. I didn't know they sold hot links.
Y'all, they did. They don't know. They don't do it anymore. I tried to buy some off this boy, like 5 packs off this boy.
Stop.
I didn't know they sold hot links.
I didn't
But now I don't think they do.
You know who got some good hot links though?
Oh.
There's well, Josh, you don't know what, they don't have Bifalesses in Tulsa, but you know Bifaless, Danny? Uh-huh.
But they didn't close all them hoes down.
I mean, they probably have, but the one that was on the south side where I say they have somebody in there who does like smoked meats and shit. Mm-hmm. And they be selling like sandwiches and all that, but they have some boom ass hot links. And I used to always drive up there. Girl, I'd be like, ooh, I want a hot link. I'm driving to the south side.
Some hot links are just not it. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Like, no shade. Uh-huh. I'm about to put on. All these got Earl Campbell's, right?
Yeah.
And the regular ones are good, but the quote unquote hot links, the red ones are fucking disgusting. Don't even waste your coin. If you're even thinking about buying it, don't get the Earl Campbell's at all.
Damn.
It's fucking mush, y'all. It's disgusting.
Oh my God.
I mean, I guess your best bet is really to just like go to fucking Walmart. Go to Walmart. Go to whatever hood grocery store, because the hood grocery stores be having the best motherfucking hot links.
Yeah, honestly. They do.
The red ones with the, you know.
Yes. Yes. Then when you grill them, they get them char marks on the side.
Yes.
Yes.
With the mustard. Set it out with the mustard.
You gotta put the extra mustard. I get the extra mustard.
Yes. Ooh. Oh my God.
And some barbecue sometimes.
Yes.
Ooh, you know what? Oh, I ain't never did that.
Girl.
Yeah, bitch.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Set it off.
I'm telling you. Man, some hot links. But I need to find somebody's barbecue. I don't know who doing it, but whoever's hitting up, whoever barbecuing, let me know so I can hit your crib up, because I'm coming. A bitch is hungry.
Right, put your plate to the barbecue.
And I am ready for it. So, like, hit me up. Get up in my inbox, because I'm ready. So.
Do people even be you know, this is like, it's like our generation barbecuing now, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do our people be barbecuing like this?
So,
are we still going to our uncle's house?
I mean, I really don't know, because I won't be going to nobody's house. But
I feel like this, and this is my personal opinion. Every nigga now that's our age needs to know how to barbecue. Every Fact. One of us. Like, I just feel like we do. All of us do. Because, especially the ones that got kids and shit, all of y'all need to learn how to cook. All y'all need to learn how to barbecue.
Or they so, gotta
just your season. It's like, you know, the passing of the torch.
Yep,
okay?
It's your turn.
We gotta get back to the whole Venus and Coco thing.
Yep.
It is our time to be the grill master.
Yep. So get you some uncle sandals. Get you a bomb ass flannel shirt. I mean, flower shirt
uncle
or something.
Uncle
I got Richard
get
the
ready.
Apron.
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny.
Yeah, get you some daddy
you
sandals.
Some uncle
he
sandals.
Said some. He said uncle. Mm-hmm.
Uncle
sandals.
You gotta get some
is that
uncle
the one
sandals.
With the toe in between, like the goes in between the toe?
That's
no,
the
it's like they're closed in, but they have slits, and they be like brown or black.
Yes, Ashley, you better motherfucking know. Yes.
Hey,
you gotta get you some. Get you some beer or something. Get you some
slide.
Cigars.
Mm-hmm. You forgot I'm from the country, nigga.
Yeah.
So no, the feet don't be out. You just slide them in.
You slide them on in. They got the little strap in the back to keep them secure.
Mm-hmm.
They comfortable.
My daddy got a couple pair.
I'm telling you.
Oh my goodness.
It's time. You can feel it. You can taste it in the meat. If you ain't got them motherfucking sandals on, you can tell.
You can taste it in the meat.
You can taste it. You can. You can taste it.
Ooh, I think my daddy had a pair of them.
I'm telling everybody, daddy. Everybody, daddy.
I think my dad had two pairs too.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling my daddy that had the black good. And the brown. He's
yeah, your daddy can cook. Actually, daddy could be cooking his ass yeah, off.
High key.
I ran into her daddy one time at the bar.
Oh my god, you tell me that. She said he was giving
you
want to
play? You want one of these plates? You know I want one of these plates. This is the best.
Travis,
he has some wings for me.
Hell yeah!
Oh my
god!
No, I want one of these. No, I'm in.
What's crazy is my mama can cook too. She just don't like to.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So growing up when they were together, my daddy was low key like the housewife. You know, mm-hmm. he cooked throughout the week or whatever. But my mama always.
I did too. I was waiting.
My mama would cook on the weekends. Yeah. So like, she might not cook every Saturday, but she cooked every Sunday for sure. My daddy, like during the week, he cooked breakfast and dinner.
Yeah, my daddy was the same way.
So I grew up with the man cooking. So like, it's weird for me when I be meeting guys that don't cook. I'm like, mm-hmm.
because Richard's ass don't.
I'm like, that it's weird. It's weird to
you
me.
See
I'm
the
like,
madness in yes. my voice.
You gotta at least you gotta be able to cook something like at least a meal or two.
Real
like,
shit. You need a specialty. At least make bomb ass burgers or something. You need something. Like,
you can't make good burgers.
Yes,
I mean,
you need something. But no, it is time. It's time. Our generation needs to be on that motherfucking grill. It don't even take that much.
With
you need
the
to
music.
Find your yes. Find your seasoning that you need to make it lit.
Yes,
find that
part.
Perfect barbecue sauce. And if you're
and
in Oklahoma,
find a
shit,
good grill
high key.
That you gonna mm-hmm. really, you know.
Yeah. Get you
Love
the perfect
got
grill.
Mad grills on sale. You can get a good grill
yeah.
for $1.
You can get a real good one for $100.
And then everybody else need to be on side duty. Make sure them baked beans is lit as fuck. If you make
I
a macaroni
really
cheese.
Good baked beans. I don't mean to pat
potato
myself on the back or nothing, mm-hmm. but and my potato salad's good.
You ain't gotta buy shit from the store. Don't buy no pre-made shit. Get up in that kitchen.
Are you was that Shane?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. No. I'm talking about in general, because you know, you can get up in that kitchen, you can cut some shit up, you can dice some shit, sprinkle some shit, and make some bomb ass motherfucking sides. Real shit.
Back. I will say I have made potato salad from scratch,
mm-hmm.
but I was ratchet recently and store bought and then doctored it up with my own.
But see, you doctored it
seasoning.
Up. There you go. You doctored it up. You just don't go to the fucking store. Go
and
to Albertsons and just throw on the motherfucking potato salad from the fucking
Albertsons.
Albertsons.
I miss Albertsons. Albertsons had some bomb ass potato salad. I ain't even
fucking
no,
Albertsons did have some bomb ass potato salad.
That chicken that Albertsons used
the
to have,
and the potato in the rolls.
Yes,
the
that was
rolls.
The whole fucking meal: the Hawaiian rolls, potato salad, and the chicken. That's what everybody would get from the fucking.
Yes,
Albertsons.
They really did. That's funny.
Hell yeah.
That's funny.
But that's real. And high key, barbecues is the best time to like make sangrias and shit. If you ain't never tried to make your own sangria,
yes.
that's the best yes. time to make your own sangria.
I've always wanted to. I'm just scared it's going to be trash.
Like, just try them. It's hella recipes out on the internet and shit.
Well, yeah. I
and that's
it.
What
like,
I would have to
I
do because, you know, I used to just try to mix shit together and have a plan.
Look, we know.
Fucked up. Everybody fucked up. Daddy.
Yeah, what the fuck?
It is. It's
Danny
a surprise.
Danny put whole ass liquor.
But would it taste good though?
No.
It wasn't no Nike
no.
shit though. It wasn't
it
no
was
Nike
nasty.
Shit. It wasn't no Nike shit. I could drink it.
Well, of course you could drink it. You was going to drink whatever the fuck was in your cup.
Because I don't waste a thing.
And all, no,
going to get drained.
Hell no!
I had Nike. Bitch, you better put that in the fridge. We gonna gradually.
We ain't wasting shit.
You
know, hell yeah!
We are not wasting all that
hell
liquor.
Yeah.
You pour it in there. Just oh dumping shit in there.
Just
Nike,
add some more
doing,
juice.
Girl?
Add some more juice.
Doing? That's what we need to do. Add some more of that. Add some more of that.
That's oh my god!
I have got to remind Nike of that.
Hell yeah! No, oh, but like this God. Is that the barbecues is the best time. It's the best time to just like really test shit, hockey, you know, test shit before
yeah.
and then just invite people over and just enjoy it. Like, you know, because it's fun because hockey, I feel like when you go barbecues and cookouts, it's like a form of self-care. It's a space without white people, one. Like, you know what I'm saying? For you to just let your hair down, be black as fuck. And just like really fellowship with each other, you know, without having to be so uptight or, you know, religious or anything like that. You can just be whoever the fuck you are at the cookout. You know what I mean? So, like, it's time. It's our generation. We got to start doing it. We got to start going to parks and having the cookouts. We got to start having them at everybody's house.
But I don't know. We might need to just buy some houses and have some backyard shit. Because, you know, at parks, people call the police.
Niggas do be
trying. Yeah, they do.
High key, that's why we do need to fucking buy houses and shit. So we can all be in the same neighborhoods and shit. So we can have our own fucking parks.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't shit to get a bounce. House too.
Yeah. I've always wanted to have like a block party with like everybody on the block, the whole block shut down, all the neighbors coming, like just all the kids, all the, you know, all the good kids, not the badass kids, all the kids and families and shit is just out there eating, drinking, having a good time.
Yes, music going, just a whole vibe.
Yes, like I've always wanted that.
That'd be lit as fuck.
We should definitely do like a vacation home 4th of July.
Ooh, now that's an idea, girl. That's an idea. Don't
lie. Sure.
I've always wanted to do something like that, whether it was for like that or for Christmas, like going out. I have a dream of going to Big Bear during the holidays, like after Christmas, like New Year's or something, every year, just doing that.
Yeah.
But you know.
Yeah, I like that type of stuff.
Shit, I'm down like Charlie Brown. Shit. You
know? Yes. Okay, so we got the links.
Yeah, we got the links.
What else y'all eat?
Ribs. You gotta fucking have ribs.
And beef or pork. You know, people always bring that up.
I'm gonna do pork ribs because that's just what I want.
I'm probably gonna do pork ribs because I like the fat. The fat gives flavor.
Yep.
You know, the only time I've ever had a beef rib was when I worked in the suite. And I feel like they were tougher. I don't. I mean, they were good, but
see, I've had some good beef. I've had some good beef ones. I think I just grew up on eating a lot of pork ribs.
Yeah. But beef ribs are more expensive. Beef ribs are more expensive, and you have to like really season them and marinate them and shit like that
for them to be good. For them to be good.
Or like Haki, the best way to like cook those is to smoke them. You know, and let him sit for a good while.
What's that movie where he was like, he boils his ribs? Barbershop.
What's
Barbershop.
It?
Hey, but low-key, I had, sorry, Denny.
No, you're fine.
I had some ribs, so I went to this little German Irish little pub down here, and they had, it sounds nasty, but they was bomb as fuck, and Karan can contest to this. They were fried rib.
Ooh. Fried ribs.
Yo, when I tell you them things was hitting, like they were falling off the bone. Were so good. Like he even ordered some for Camille to take back. Like they were so good. Like because I was very skeptical. I was like, fried rib. Like what the fuck?
Right.
What
kind of nigga?
Right. But I was like, yeah, that shit was good. It was really good.
My cousin Raymond used to R.I.P. He used to make the best ribs I've ever had in my life. Like smoked. Falling off the bone. Didn't even need barbecue sauce for his ribs. It was so good.
I'm trying to get on that level. I'm trying to get on that
level. You just be at the pit trying to pick at the ribs. That's how good it is. You don't even want it to get off.
Right. I know how to grill, but I don't know how to do like that extra shit. Like I've never grilled ribs before.
Yeah. I've never done ribs.
But I can do simple shit, burgers, chicken, all that other shit. But I ain't never been like no.
Which are staples as well.
Right.
And I've seen people fuck up the chicken and the burgers, and shame on motherfucking y'all, because you better not motherfucking ever burn a burger or burn a motherfucking chicken on the grill.
Them chickens, see, I don't eat everybody's food anyway, but the chicken, not everybody's chicken be done.
No.
Because they cook too.
The fire too hot.
Bro, come on. You gotta get your settings right.
Yes, make sure your coals is distributed evenly.
Get off the fucking grill.
Yes, but you don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're doing.
Did you even season it?
Just step away from the grill.
Bitch, you better not season your motherfucking chicken and shit on the grill. If I
tasted some bland chicken.
Hell nah. If I taste your motherfucking barbecue and you ain't got no seasoning on your barbecue, you're dismissed. You are dismissed. You're fired. Shit.
Like, no. I should be able to see the seasoning.
Yes, it should be on there with the char marks and shit. Yes, it should be delicious. Like, because we, like, I barbecued for at the end of our, like, the little bachelor party that we did or whatever. And when I tell you, I threw that shit on that grill and that shit came out so bomb. I was like, bitch, I need one of these at my home. Like, I need this.
Right.
Like, I can't wait to get me a grill, like, another grill. Cause, like, I told y'all about
my
other one.
I can't wait to get me a nigga who grill for me.
And Hakeem don't even take as much as I thought. Like, you know, like when my daddy and them used to do it.
It's really not.
Yeah. I used to always look at them and be like, damn, this a lot of motherfucking work. I ain't trying to have to do this. But like, it really don't take that much. You just fucking season it, marinate it the way you want it to be, you know, and then throw it on the grill. Make sure your coals is distributed evenly. Make sure they all fucking lit. Make sure they all burning, you know, and stuff. And then just do you. Like, I like the charcoal better, you know, because you can mix in a few wood chips and stuff depending on the flavor that you want. I really don't like gas grills or the propane grills or whatever, because I feel like you can taste that in the meat. But I mean, I don't think I've ever really had meat that was from a propane grill that tasted good. I mean, personally, you know,
I have. We used to have, me and my mama, we had a propane grill, and I think it's just, it probably depends on the what type of propane, like the brand, and you know, and shit like that. I don't know. I used to grill on it all the time when I was younger. Probably shouldn't have. I probably don't know, but you know,
I'm not surprised your ass was out there grilling.
Right? Hell yeah.
I mean, I was older than that, but I started cooking at like a young age. Like, the first thing I learned how to cook, no frying French fries, like cutting them up and everything. And I
that
probably,
was always your thing.
I probably was like,
potatoes
nine.
And onions and shit.
Yes, was her thing. Like, she was like, y'all, I want some potatoes and onions.
It's easy and like good.
No, that's real as fuck. But like, that's like, I love the charcoal. Like, I mean, I think it just gives it its a different flavor.
Better. Yeah, it does. It definitely gives you like a flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
more of a.
And you don't need too much lighter fluid.
Ooh, you Shay, just put the- talking about me. I had to call my daddy one time. Like, daddy, it's not staying lit. He was like, are they gray? I was like, yeah, but I keep pouring. He was like, put the lighter fluid down. I'm thinking it's supposed to be a fire the whole time. No. Put that shit down. You put enough.
Yes.
It was like, so I don't need to drizzle. I'm literally
burning the fucking
flaming
shit.
Flaming that shit up. Flaming it up.
Oh my gosh! Whole damn
bottle. Look at Campus Park on the second floor of the apartment.
That's like a fire hazard.
That's what I'm saying. Like, no,
Britney's real. I was like,
"Well, fire for that."
Man, I'm gonna call my dad and see what he says.
So hey, cavalier.
Listen. Hey, I'm calling your dad. Listen, I call my mom and daddy all the time with cooking stuff I've never cooked with.
Yeah,
like, hey. Bad. Them niggas, but yo, they be getting so aggro. Well, my daddy don't be getting aggro. My mom be like, girl, if you call me one more fucking time.
Yeah, well, if you just stay on the phone, like,
I'm just trying to make sure, like, I'm doing it like how you, because I want to taste like yours.
Yes.
She like, girl, you fine. I'm like, hey, just trying to make sure.
I just want to make sure.
Look, I'm just making sure.
Because I'm not trying to throw all this fucking shit away. I'm not.
I'm just double checking. Yes. You know?
Yes. So what else? What else y'all bring into the cookout? What else?
Oh, definitely some. Okay, so
some
now
beer?
Our side beer for sure. For sure.
That's a must. You have to have beer for a barbecue.
What y'all drinking though?
Shit,
Corona. I just bought some Coronas and some Blue Moon.
It just depends on my mood. It just depends on my mood. Like, I might do, if it's real, real hot, I want to keep it with something light. So mm-hmm. I might do like a Michelob.
Mm-hmm. Y'all, little insert. Ashley's a real ass drinker. Like, she
she knows the different flavors of the beers.
The flavors of beers. Like, yes. She can, bitch, is it a connoisseur?
Connoisseur, yes.
Yeah. I'm really, but I'm really not.
But she acts like she is, so it's really nice.
Yeah.
But I probably do like a Michelob. I might do Corona, since it's like hot outside. I don't want nothing too heavy.
So. I call him Michael O. I don't open doors for her.
Sure. But a beer is a must. A beer is a must when you barbecue. I just like, I remember instinctively buying beer when I barbecue at the bachelor party or whatever, and I don't even realize why, because nobody else drank beer but me. But I grabbed it, had a whole big ass case of it too, and fucked that beer up
for memories. Yeah. But it's like, but that's something you can just drink on all day. You know, we can't be having drinks of liquor all day.
High key, because you'll be fucked up, fucking up the barbecue.
Liquor before beer.
Hey, yeah. But honestly, my daddy be drinking whiskey all day
when he could.
But he a pro.
Whiskey and Pepsi. Bang. He gotta have his.
Because my drink ass burns. He's a fucking pro. Up.
I would fuck all the shit up if I was fucked up the whole time while I'm trying to barbecue.
Yes.
Leave the meat on too long. Forget the meat is on there, and then it will be black.
Yo,
as fuck.
The last time I tried to cook while I was drinking, I was like, "Yo, where's my pasta?" I was like, "Oh shit, it's still in the oven."
Yep.
I was like, "Yeah, I can't. I can do one glass minimum. That's it."
Right. But I do like to have wine. Like, I can do wine. I just can't do the hard stuff. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I was drinking wine, but I had probably been like 3-4 glasses in. That was the issue.
There you go.
So that was the issue. There one glass. Go. That's it. That's it. Just sip on it real slow.
High key.
Real slow. Y'all know that ain't my middle name. I go.
Ain't that ain't gulping as fuck.
One and done. Then give me the next one. I'm done. Nope. Give me another one.
Cool. Friend, you about to be lit when y'all start having barbecues at the house. Yeah, you about to be lit. You're going to have all the fucking drinks.
I think
and
that's
shit.
Why I like Richard's dad so much, because I'm like, this is going to be my drinking buddy. Uh-huh. Like, let me get back to my drinking ways. Look, just kidding. I'm not an alcoholic.
We're beyond that. We've grown. We've outgrown that phase.
Right. We're beyond that. You know. I can handle my shit now.
I feel like another thing that has to be at the barbecue, just because this is me, is peach cobbler. I need to make a peach cobbler. Yes. Listen. I need to make a peach cobbler, and it has to be a good peach cobbler. It can't be one of the store-bought peach cobblers. It has to be from scratch. And if you just let, what? A store-bought peach cobbler? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yes. Like, that's what I'm saying.
I don't think I've
ever. Y'all not buying Patty's peach cobbler.
No. She does, and it's good as fuck. But it's not welcome to the party.
Hey, ain't nothing like a homemade scratch peach cobbler. And if anybody knows me, I am like a nigga through and through when it comes to food. Mm-hmm. And a peach cobbler is like my favorite dessert of all time.
Me too.
Like, I didn't even have y'all. Like, this is how black I am. I didn't even have like cakes for my high school or college graduation. Mm. I had a peach cobbler.
See, y'all, but
I'm serious.
Start getting into peach cobbler. I know.
Oh, but no, because I get.
But
it.
I'm weird about cooked fruit.
Yeah,
it a lot took of me a minute like to get there.
A lot of people are like that. And so that, and
this kid threw up peaches on me in preschool.
Oh my god!
And ever since then, really, I've had a love hate relationship with peaches.
That's traumatizing, Hakeem. You should have went to therapy for that.
I probably should have, because I can still smell it now. Yeah, smell it now.
That's trauma. So I get that. That's justifiable.
I get it, Danny, because that's why I don't eat sweet. That's why I don't eat potatoes.
Mm-mm. Oh, okay. Mm-mm. Ooh, somebody threw up on you.
No, my big mama, rest in peace. She was the one who raised my daddy. When I'll never forget this, and I know I was really young. I had to been like four. She was like watching me, mm-hmm. and she was trying to make me eat some sweet potatoes, and I was like, ooh. I don't want any. And she was like, no, you gonna eat these? Are you gonna get a whooping? Da-da-da-da-da. So I was eating them and crying, and I threw.
Oh,
and ever since then, like I I don't eat sweet potatoes. I don't eat yams. I don't eat sweet potato pie. I don't
see,
eat...
that's trauma too.
And see, I love me some sweet potato pie. That's trauma. Is like really just about the only pie.
Friend, you should go to therapy for that too, because sweet potato pie is the most lit shit ever. Especially the good ones.
I think I can live without it. I eat every other nigga food there is. So I'm good in that category.
Sweet potato pies now. The sweet potato pies.
Sweet potato pie.
I'm all right. It's just not my thing.
I'm gonna try to make cobbler. A sweet potato pie.
Haki, I need to learn how to make one too.
Some things you just have to be able to do, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just in case a bitch trying to call you out, bitch, you can't make no sweet potato pie.
Right. But I've heard not everybody makes good sweet potato pie. Like,
no, yeah, because it has to be either sweet, maybe too sweet, or not sweet enough, or. Consistency not smooth, you know.
But yeah, peach cobbler is necessary. It is.
I'm gonna have to say, like, just bomb ass popsicles, like, like the ones with the ice cream in the middle.
Popsicles hit in the hot, in the heat, in the summertime.
Yeah,
you see the grown folks get the good popsicles, and the kids get the other kind. Ice,
the sickles, the little sickle pops and shit. Yeah.
The ones with all the flavors, with like the coconut and the banana and the blues and the red and greens and orange and pinks. Like pinks was the best kind.
My favorite is the strawberry shortcakes. And then the chocolate eclairs, that's my favorite ice creams at my popsicles. Yeah,
I'm more simple. I just like the regular ass, like, you know, pop, the ones that come in the little plastic or the little they look like little, I always say they look like little spaceships or something, or like the ones you can break, they have the two you can break them.
The banana flavor is my favorite.
I was
just simple. I like the little simple shit.
I like the dreams.
Well, even the cheap ones hit. The cheap little ones that be coming at 100 in a pack.
They do. They be bomb.
Yeah.
But not the cheap ones. You can't, when it, those are cheap, but you can't go like the dollar store. The dollar store, because they don't have no flavor.
No, they don't.
Look, I'm going to go buy some popsicles tomorrow now.
Yeah. But it's summertime. It's hot as fuck, so it's necessary.
And I go on vacation Saturday, so I'm going to go to the pool eating popsicles. It's on.
Yes.
For sure.
So we bringing anything else to the cookout? What we missing?
My time.
I'm
bringing my time, my company. That's it.
I'm bringing shit out. I can't stand Ashley.
Shit.
I thought that's what she said, but I just needed to tell you to confirm.
That's what I'm bringing.
My
do
time.
People do it like a pasta salad or something?
Some people do my pasta time. Salads. My sister makes the bombest pasta salad ever. It's so fucking good. It is so good. Yes. So I would take her pasta salad any day at the cookout. Like, that shit is delicious.
And watermelon. I feel like you have to. Ain't no cookout without no good watermelon.
And it has to be cut up perfectly.
Yes. And the little triangles.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it really does.
You know what? It's hard for me to pick a good watermelon.
I can pick the small ones. Like, you know, the little small ones. I can always pick good ones that are small. But the big ones, for some reason, I don't know the trick. Like, because at first we was getting good ones, and then something happened, and we stopped getting good ones.
I don't know.
I've seen somebody picking, like, 20. He was at Aldi's getting, like, 20 watermelons. Damn. He filled his whole basket of watermelons.
He playing
Aldi's. You can't tell me he ain't going to sell them bitches on the board.
That's a lot of watermelon.
He definitely sold them.
They were like, how do you know he didn't have a? No, not that many. Ain't no function big enough to need all that.
Mm-mm. I wouldn't want to cut the shit. Right. Like, I'm like cutting one.
One is a lot, especially a big one.
Big
it's
one.
A fucking I don't lot. Like,
because it can really go far.
Yes.
I've never cut a watermelon. I left my mom and then.
I have.
Mm-hmm. I've definitely cut one.
Yes.
But it's like, how do you contain it? I hate it. It's stressful.
What do you put it in? Like, what kind of containers do you put it in when it's all cut?
You
got to
put it. Like,
in a big
Tupperware.
Foil pan. I do a big foil pan.
Oh, that's smart.
We've done both. It depends on like how much it is, but probably if it's a cookout, we probably would do it for a pen. If it's, we just doing it at the house, again, like Tupperware.
High key at my church, when it would get real hot, she would always buy a watermelon for our snack after Wednesday night church, and she would literally just put a trash bag on the floor on the ground,
and y'all just eat
that watermelon and just cut it up. We'd be running back and forth, just fucking a watermelon.
It's a good snack. It gives you your water. All that.
I
want some watermelon now. I'm like,
We need to Google. We need to YouTube how to find the how to pick a good watermelon. But it need to be somebody like uncle or somebody's grandma.
Well, you know, Richard's dad. He was telling me, he was like, "What you got to do is you need it to be light brown on the bottom because it means it's been sitting. The lighter is, the longer it's been sitting." And that means the riper is, and the if it has a stem, if the stem is brown, that's good too. If it's green, that means it had just been picked.
So it's not it's not gonna be sweet.
It's not gonna be sweet.
Okay, that's a good trip. A good tip. Okay. Well, that sounds good. All that shit can come to the cookout. We seem like we got it all together. So now,
and just make sure the music is right. Spotify has the whole cookout
playlist. And play some games. Play some games with the kids. Let the kids run around and play some games. As long as they ain't running in and out of the house.
But even the adults are got to be the tables, the card tables.
The dominoes, the spades, the drinking games.
Gin Rummy.
It has to be a drinking game.
For they always play Gin Rummy.
What's Gin Rummy? I hear it.
Or gin, not Gin Rummy, gin.
Gin.
I don't know how to fucking play it. I didn't know they be playing it.
They be playing it. I
looked at it.
Shout out. But okay.
Fourth of July gonna be lit, huh?
Yes, I can't wait.
Just be safe. Just don't be drinking and driving out there, y'all.
And
just,
don't be shooting each other with fucking Roman candles.
I have to work Fourth of July.
Oh,
I mean, I get off at an okay time.
What time you get off?
Like 9.
Oh, okay. So you got some time to do festivities.
Yeah, I got a little time. Just a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm such a granny. I'd be like, shit, I'm in the bed and done.
That's because you got a whole baby. Of course. Man. You got to keep her on the schedule because you get high off a schedule, then you fucked.
With a capital F. Exclamation.
Oh shit! But that was a good bit. You know,
it was
real cavalier, real chill, real down to earth. And so now we are going to move right on over to our final segment of the show: a word from our ancestors.
And I'm gonna do it this week.
Yeah.
Well, this quote comes from a fine young sister by the name of Danielle. And the quote is, we still weren't free. So let's just remember that though we're going to have a great time barbecuing and having our fireworks, that we weren't free during this time. And we really need to turn up for Juneteenth more often.
Absolutely.
We need to give Juneteenth our same energy that we give the 4th of July.
And it needs to be a national holiday. High key.
Fact. Honestly, it really do. It really do.
Yep. Shout out. That was a good way to wrap it all up. We still were not free.
You're so nice, Josh. I know you was like, this bitch.
No, that's real. That's real. That's keep it all full circle. So y'all remember. So last week we talked about Juneteenth. That was the celebration. This week, we eating. And that's it.
And we popping fireworks.
Popping firecrackers. Right. And that's it. So, shit, have fun, be safe, and enjoy yourself.
Yes.
Celebrate responsibly. That's what we'll say.
Make memories.
Make memories.
Good one.
Yes.
Yes, good one. Don't be arguing with your cousins.
Yes, no fighting. No fighting.
Yes.
Shit. And smoke some weed and get high. Yes. And relax. Chill, relax. Yes. Stick your feet in a pool or something.
Shit. In the kiddie pool. Right. In the kiddie
pool. Lord have mercy.
But that's going to wrap up the show. Thanks, friend, for coming on and being with us.
Thank you, guys,
us.
For having fun.
And just don't forget to hit us up on WokenBrokePodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, yes, yes. Talk to y'all next week.
Bye. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Thank you all for listening to Woke and Broke Podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to the show. Definitely share with your circles and spread the word. Get into it.